Next, let's talk about a couple important updates in civil rights compliance per USDA regulations. Earlier this year, the USDA, along with other federal agencies, published the final rule, Partnerships with Faith-Based and Neighborhood Organizations, which amended regulations related to equal opportunity for faith-based organizations. As a result of this amendment, written notice about SNAP Ed beneficiary rights to be free from discrimination is now required if programming is to occur in a faith-based or neighborhood organization site, and/or programming is focused on serving individuals who are part of faith-based entities or neighborhood groups. Please note that you do not need to ask participants if they belong to either type of organization, i.e., faith-based or neighborhood organizations. The USDA FNS has prepared a model written notice you can use, which must be provided to program beneficiaries in one or more of the following ways. Posted at the program service location, posted on your organization's website, or added to your local program application if you have one. If you plan to post the notice at the local program site, you can post and remove the notice or leave it up long-term, similar to the And Justice for All posters. The model notice can be accessed in the P&O manual, as well as by searching USDA FNS Notice to Beneficiaries and Prospective Beneficiaries on an internet browser.